episode of 297 on the couch. Game Pass Ultimate may be getting a lot better. Nintendo denies Kanye collaboration. Diary and questions. Beer, nuts, water.
Which plant seed should this bullet poop?
Ferns.
Ferns.
Pim, 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 pim.
The manhood flying out of my mouth.
Reach in at your own risk. This is the Loaded Couch.
Oh, you made it nuts. New year, new segment. Makes sense.
What do you think of this nut? These nuts.
We're going to start with walnuts. How do you feel? Pro or con?
They're like buttered greens.
And we're back with episode 297 of Little Couch, and I'm the man who can gargle for a full 7.5 minutes. But what am I gargling? Wow. Scotch ham.
Man spunk.
Wow.
That's a pitch and peck like, whoo.
Oh, damn it. You know, first of the year and everything. Oh, there it's it is.
Opened it. All right, listeners, it's a new year. It's a same cast.
New you.
That's right. Without any New Year's resolutions or anything. But yeah.
All right. I got to lose 57 pounds in 1 month. Let's go.
That's right. It's going to get him down to a quarter from his third.
Yeah.
It's going to be so svelte.
So good.
I got to do it by the end of January, but give me till April.
All right, Pidge, did you happen to get yourself a new Apple Watch for Christmas?
I did not. You did.
I didn't. No, I'm still using the same one. I was going to say, because RJ was mentioning that he wanted to try and start, well, he just had hip surgery, so I don't know if it's going to be starting anytime soon. But he mentioned that he did want to try and get into a marathon.
Ski club.
So,
oh, marathon. Yeah. Marathon.
So I wanted to see if that was something that you'd be interested in trying to train. We could compare notes. I was going to see if I could talk RJ into getting himself a smartwatch of some sort that we can compare the running stats and stuff like that and maybe try to get this done.
Mm-hmm. I put my hands up on your hip. When I did, you did, we did.
I guess that's a no.
I got to get my Apple Watch fixed.
All right.
I don't know if it's cheaper to replace or to get a new one.
Probably replace.
I'm sure it's cheaper to replace.
Yep.
Probably, yeah.
100%. All right, anyway, pregame diary of the mouth. A Florida woman wearing a face shield and bikini attacks a car, steals a gas cap, and sucks it.
That's the video link right there.
Okay. The woman is seen wearing a bright pink bikini and a face shield as she stands in the middle of a major highway. She could be holding a large sign in the middle of the road. But for some reason, she violently attacks a vehicle with some kind of stick. She appears to have stolen the gas cap from the vehicle, and apparently pilfering the gas cap wasn't enough. She decided to suck on the gas cap.
This is Florida, right? Oh, yeah.
This is Florida, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Strange enough, the woman is wearing a huge face shield on the top of her head and has a face mask used as a chin hammock to protect her against coronavirus.
Yeah, everybody knows it goes right through the chin. But the gas actually cancels it out, so you're fine.
Yeah. And the fumes, yeah. Obviously.
Totally fine. Obviously.
So, well, trendsetter, yeah, 2021.
Right. Lick a gas cap.
Suck on it.
Time person of the year.
It's like, suck on this, gas she cap.
It's between her and Fauci. I believe her.
Right now. Right now.
QAnon.
QAnon. Beat that. Yep.
Nice.
Let's storm the Capitol. If she's not person of the year, let's storm the Capitol.
Maybe we can get her involved with Antifa.
Yeah, maybe she's in the Florida Capitol. We'll storm that one.
That's she might be on the cabinet of Biden.
Oh, I got you. By next year.
Yeah. Secretary of the Economy. Agriculture. Something.
Of the economy. Nice.
Urban development.
Secretary of gas consumption.
Right. Maybe energy, she's a lead biologist. Later, Fauci.
Later. He's a biologist all of a sudden?
A marine
biologist. He's a virologist.
A virologist. I gotcha.
What is a spoon? Man, I'm getting drunk.
Try the soup.
Woo!
What are you getting drunk off?
What we're drinking.
Yeah, all right. Well, what are you drinking? Go ahead. Go. Pitch.
See that?
Planners? And natural light beer, N.A. Boo.
Right.
Kraft Heinz Food Company. The style is nuts with natty. Chicago, Illinois. Pea nutty in color, and it's N.A. It's Planters Peanuts teaming up with Natty Ice. So it's pretty much just a candy coating around
plain peanuts.
It's a candy coated plain peanut.
It is candy coated. They're actually damn delicious. Let's see, sugar content 0.
I was gonna, right?
Carbs 0. Protein 100.
You know how they
get away, good for you.
You know how they can, it's good for you. You know how they can get away with saying it's zero sugars?
7 pounds before you know it.
How?
Zero sugars.
All the yeast ate all the sugars and turned it into alcohol and the nuts for you.
Wait a minute. Plot twist. Eat one at a time is good. Put many in your mouth is disgusting. Plot twist. I'm done.
Nice.
It's going to the squirrels.
He's drunk.
To the trash.
You're drunk.
Get drunk.
Hey, Space Flans, what are you drinking?
I got Mind Haze.
Oh!
Firestone Walker. It's an IPA from California.
New beer, new plans.
Right. Change it up for this year.
New beer, new plans. New year, new beer, new plans. Nice.
You got an EPA. Let's go.
What you got?
Myself, I have the Swinging the Lamp from Cape May Brewing Company. It's a double New England style IPA. Cape May, New Jersey, tin can, or tan can.
Pick it up on your trip?
I did.
Nice. So that was a brewery tour.
It's a big can. I didn't do the brewery tour. I just kind of ran in, waited in line because they only allowed 5 people into the, store area, and then ran out. 8% alcohol in my tall boy, 1 pint can.
That's a whole pint? Nice.
Whole pint, that's right.
Damn. You didn't pour it out?
I'm getting crunk. No, I didn't pour it out. It's right in the can.
Glass to see the...
Hell no, I ain't that fancy.
IPAs you could do in a pint glass.
Yeah, I call it a pint can.
Pint can. Just cut the top.
It's even fancier.
Use a can opener. That was a cup.
Terrible.
All right, so moving on to the beer news. Experts say the hangovers that follow a night drinking Prosecco are officially the worst. It's not as bad as pigeons' butt beer hangovers. This may be
Raisin Dextra. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, when you pour it into your anus, though, I'm saying.
That's a different way to do it.
Nice. This may not be news to anyone who's ever had a secchi hangover because they truly are hell on earth. But there's some actual real life science behind that familiar pounding headache. Sommelier and Club Vino founder Marco Castaglioni said, quote, "If you find that you get the worst headache ever after a glass or two of Prosecco, then quite simply blame it on the bubbles," end quote.
Or you could blame it on the rain, too.
Yeah.
I can't stand the rain.
He then went on
to say,
quote, "Prosecco and champagne both contain little pockets of carbon dioxide, which change how the alcohol flows through the bloodstream, helping the body to absorb the alcohol faster," end quote.
I thought that was protein. Protein bubbles. Eat it.
He then went on to say, quote, "Once in the bloodstream, the CO2 competes with oxygen, which is why you might feel a little woozy and rather drunk rather quickly, leading to an exaggerated hangover in the form of a pounding head," end quote.
Jeez.
So it sounds like I need to be drinking my cans of beer with a side of carbon dioxide.
Start like doing like carbon dioxide whippets.
Can I just go suck on my tailpipe and
it'll probably cancel it out.
And then drink a six pack of Natty.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Can I just eat nitrogen gas and this, and I'd be all like even out?
Ooh, happy
nitrogen insane. Carbon dioxide.
Be happy and sad all at once.
And hungover.
That's right. Okay, who of us has had a bad hangover with champagne?
Okay.
I was doing the Milli Vanilli one. That's what I was doing.
Of course you were.
Blame it on the rain.
Missy, I can't stand the rain.
Is it Milli Vanilli? Or blame it on the sun.
Is that
it might be.
You might be right. I can't say for sure.
All right, so we say bad hangover from Prosecco?
Or just champagne in general?
No, because I don't drink that much of it.
Yeah, I was going to say I haven't drank enough champagne to then get hungover from it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, who's drinking that much champagne? Is this like from the 90s people saying, Cristal parties, yo?
Yeah, so my wife does. When she goes out with a friend, they like Prosecco. And she's built like a different animal because she never gets hangovers. I don't know how. And she puts down a bunch of bottles between it, and I'm like, holy crap, you're waking up. And I'm like, I had like three beers and I feel like shit. And she's like, let's go.
Is she like the a brunette version of a gingerback gorilla or something, or what?
It might be. Gotcha. I mean, she does get drunk, but she doesn't get hungover the next day.
You're drunk.
So this guy's fake news.
That's right.
Fake. Marco Constellation, you're a
sommelier,
fake
dude. Club Vino founder.
No one goes there.
It's full of it. It's so full of it.
This is his last appeal before coronavirus shuts him down. All right, guys. Really quick, let's take one break. Get some drinks in our bellies. Maybe we can get Pigeon actually get a beer this time instead of just some nuts in his mouth. And we'll be back with Let's Talk Games. Need a friend? Pigeon too. Maybe you could be his friend. Ah, screw him. Reach me at scotchhound_LC or our website, loadedcouch.com.
I hate tea and I hate Kelk, but I love the Load of Couch podcast. So listen on your favorite apps and our website, theloadedcouch.com.
Let's talk
games.
Although Flans and I were just talking movies and music.
Disney boys.
That's right. Ooh. All right, beer refill. Pidge, what are you drinking? Our first beer.
I'm drinking
video games.
I'm drinking the Marshall Zokov's Russian Imperial Stout from Cigar City Brewing. Color is motor oil. It's 11.3% alcohol. And I'm trying to look at the city here.
Yeah, where are they from, actually?
Tampa, Florida headquarters.
Tampa? Oh, really?
Yeah.
I have one of their
cigars. Oh, its parent company is Oscar Blues.
Oh,
I've had Oscar Blues. I've had some of theirs before, too. They're really good.
Wait, didn't
so then you had Cigar City by association.
I also had a Cigar City. I had them both. They're both really
Oscar
good.
Oscar Blues sell out to one of the big ones?
They might. Let's see.
Budweiser, probably.
That's what I was thinking.
Nope. Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah. They're not part of Sam Adams or something.
Is Sam their own entity?
Sammy? Yes. Sammy's their own entity, but they're partnered now with Dogfish.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But not like Molson or Budweiser
not the big ones.
Right. No, they have their own stock too, I think.
Yeah, no, they do. Okay. It's pretty expensive, actually. It's surprising.
Yeah, it's real expensive because they always beat their expectations.
Yep, true.
Because Dogfish.
True enough.
Whatever.
All right, Flans, what are you drinking?
Still the Mine Haze from Firestone Walker. Very good. I'm halfway through.
My Swing in the Lamp, Cape May Brewing Company, 8%. All right, games.
Games.
Flans, what did you play?
Oh, shit. I'm on the fly here. You caught me off guard. I played Overwatch.
Nice.
I played Star Wars Knight of the Jedi Fallen, whatever it's called.
Okay.
The one with Ian.
I love that game.
The one with Ian from Shameless.
Mm-hmm.
Played a little bit of that. Really good. I started a teeny tiny itsy bitsy bit of Control.
Control.
Which is our game of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Remote. Lots of beasties tonight. And I think. Oh, and I played a little bit of Lego Super Marvel Heroes 2, or whatever it's called.
And?
Cheerios. Yeah, Cheerios, Heroes.
The daughters liking the Marvel?
No, they don't care. They just watch me play.
Oh, damn.
I bought it for them, sort of. Half for me, half for them, but they're not into it. But they'll come around. I bring it up and they go, yeah. Oh, and I played a little bit more Costume Quest, too, because my daughters, they still like that.
Okay.
So we keep going back to that.
You didn't download Costume Quest 1 when it was freebie, right?
Correct. I did not. Only when you. That was a reason that stake through the heart. I thought you said 2, and it was on game. I thought you had said Costume Quest, and I thought you said Game Pass, and the only one that's on there was 2. So I assumed that was the one you had played.
Yep.
So when I saw it,
yeah, why not both play on there?
Yeah, you would think first
because,
one.
Exactly. Yeah, because Tim Schafer and the developer is bought by Microsoft, so I don't know why it won't be on there unless it's owned by a different company.
It might be IP. This coming fall again, right in time for Halloween again. But Dan, 1 is just as good as 2. I highly recommend that you try one if the girls
play
really
both,
like
right?
Two. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We played two. So I'll have to go back and try to find one.
Yep.
But yeah, they ask for two all the time. They call it the Halloween game because they just like knocking on the doors.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah,
and they like doing the battles.
Is it gonna? Yeah, exactly. Is it gonna be? It's a surprise every time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They download the blob game. You just turn colors, things into different colors.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, they like that. They like colors. All right, I'll get that too.
All right, Paige, what'd you play?
They like colors. They like air. I'll download it. I played Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I like that game so much. I'm doing.
Done?
Well, I bought the gold edition, so it comes with all the DLC.
Okay.
So I'm in like this completely different world, Elysium. Yep. And I'm doing all these side missions, and when I come back, when I started, it's like episode one of the DLC, and when I come back to the real world and do a different mission on the DLC, it's like episode two. The
oh,
first blade.
Man, you're
and
just
like,
getting a Jar Jar Binks. That's the worst.
Huh?
Wasn't he in episode two? Oh,
episode one.
Jar Jar Binks. Oh, was he episode one?
Come on. Yeah. Misa like it thinks. But I really like it. What was that? I'm thinking about 110 hours now.
Damn.
And I'm not even halfway done the regular campaign.
I was gonna say, do you have a percentage completion?
I don't know. Jeez. I gotta find out. Okay. I don't wanna know. I want this game to last forever. And Overwatch, Scott, you got to get your weeklies done. Me and Flan said it.
Well, you kept saying to me, you're like, dude, I just want to play Overwatch on Sundays moving forward.
Yeah, I say that, but then I never do it.
I know.
I can only game on certain games on certain days of the week, or else forget it.
Yeah,
yeah. So, Flan, we got all nine wins in, what, five matches? It was crazy.
I think so. I think it was like one match. It was so weird.
Nice.
Oh, my God. Remember that one match we played? Oh, my gosh. I hated it so much. I hated it. Anna was just healing Bastion the whole time, and you can never kill him. Mm. And you can never kill her because she would crouch down behind him.
Yep.
Right. Like, what is going on? anyway, so played some Goat Simulator with my daughters. They love it. And then my oldest daughter played the DLC for Superhot Mind Control Delete.
Okay.
And I've been watching her play it a lot. It's pretty cool. I never understood that game. It's super cool, but I could never like pick it up.
Oh, my son likes playing it in VR now.
Oh, humble brag.
Speaking of VR.
Yeah. Hey, you turned your PSVR back in. That's what he's been playing it on. So that's
because
it had
a water bubble.
It had a water bubble on it. They wouldn't take it as a trade-in for a new one because it was defective.
And I'm tired of feeling those wires on my back.
Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, speaking of VR, I played Beat Saber. And I got a silver trophy pidge.
Oh, take that. Yeah. What kind of trophies you get?
On that PlayStation, yeah. Pidge. Yeah, I got you beat.
Gross.
The funny thing is I look at friends to compete my scores with, and there's none there.
Right. You're in first place. You're the best.
I am. I'm in only place, yeah. And then looks like Pigeon put them in Pornhub on Oculus, too.
Oh, good. I thought that's what Beat Saber was.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Definitely beating something in Beat Saber. All right, Microsoft News. Pidge.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that Xbox Game Pass already got a big upgrade this year with EA Play?
What'd they get?
No way. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. Duh.
All right, so yeah, EA Play was added to the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription on top of all the games that are routinely added. And if the new rumor is true, there might be another subscription to look forward to next year.
Let me guess. Nintendo.
Now, suggestions, or there's a possibility that suggests
Wii U
Ubisoft
Virtual Console
Plus. Ubisoft Plus.
Now I'm going to buy an Assassin's Creed game again.
If that
you'll still be playing this one.
That's right. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it. If Ubisoft Plus is added, that would give people instant access to over 100 Ubisoft games, and that'll be for a flat rate through the Xbox Game Pass, and I'm assuming Game Pass Ultimate subscription.
Game Pass is already a very good deal. Like, that just makes it like idiot proof.
I try to tell my brother, he's like, oh, I need to get Xbox Live. I'm like, yeah, you can't buy those cards anymore. You can't buy it through the console. It's only like 3 months,
right?
Or they're just pushing a Game Pass Ultimate. I'm like, dude, just get it. Kids only play two games.
No, they play more hundred games to choose from.
We're watching Fortnite. He's like, no, I'll pass. I'm like, oh gosh.
Missing out.
You're like, dude, don't you want to play Madden against me? You can get that for free every year.
Not him. He's like, oh, I'm too busy.
I was going to say, does he play anything? Like,
wait a minute.
No. So much to choose from.
Are you saying that Kelk's your brother?
No. Oh!
Oh! Plot twist.
Yeah. Me and his other brother are more handsomer.
Too busy.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, moving on. Sony News. PS Plus games for January 2021. PS5 is going to be Maneater.
Dude, I was so excited for it when they announced it. Mm-hmm. They're like, yes, Maneater. PS5 version. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know what it is, right?
Yes, that's the shark game.
Yeah, oh my god, it's so cool, but it's for PS5.
I know. The funny thing is a plot twist, that's Pigeon's porno name.
Maneater?
So, I thought it was.
All right, PS Plus game for PS4 for January 21 is Shadow of the Tomb Raider and Greedfall. Shadow of the Tomb Raider was good, although I already had.
Yeah.
It.
Oh, I think it's really good. Shadow. Yeah. Is that the most recent one?
Yes.
The one that took place mostly down in Mexico, right?
Yes. Aztecs, maybe something like that.
Yeah, I might have to go back and play it again on PlayStation just to get some PS time in.
Show it some love.
That's right.
You're good.
All right, Nintendo news. Rumor has it that Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild 2 will be released this year. It's a rumor, though. So, too thoughts?
Too soon.
You think?
Although, I hope so. No, I would definitely get it. That's a day one purchase.
Well, I know that, that's a good thought with the too soon thing, but from what has been leaked, or at least kind of thought to happen with this too, is it's kind of just built off the original world of Breath of the Wild. So they didn't have to do a whole lot. I mean, granted, they added an underworld, like a cave system, I think, and stuff, but...
Yeah.
Oh, Scotty has an uncle who works at Nintendo.
Yeah, right.
Is it going to be in the same world, or is it going to be like the next country over?
No, it's supposed to, from what discussions supposedly. That people had on, like, yeah, say, supposedly
what do you think it was?
People were saying that it's the castle, it's underneath the castle in a cave system down there where they think that Ganon kind of suppressed from, or the calamity that was taking place above the castle is really hearted down in the ground below the castle, and that's kind of where you have to go to now. And it's going to be more of a Ganon fight than the calamity fight.
Yeah, that kind of stinks because the world was so colorful and vibrant, and it's just going to be all dark caves. And red and brown.
Right, but that kind of goes back to, I guess, the other half of the original Zelda, because, I mean, you were in the cave a bunch on that one, right?
Yeah,
maybe half the time or a third of the time.
Ocarina of Time?
No, just OG, like Zelda.
Oh.
Right. I mean, not half of the time, but there was a bunch of the different boards in that and stuff, and other Zeldas moving forward where you've been underground part of the time of the game.
Yeah, but now we have like a limitless supply of designing games and memory.
Yeah. All
right.
Got a link to the past?
So Zelda's Tima. T-M-A.
Tima?
That's what it says, but I don't know. That looks like an incomplete word.
Link to the past, maybe.
See, my wonder, though, because...
I think so. This was the answer.
They're saying that there's the possibility that there will be some, like, overworld kind of original Breath of the Wild areas of exploration before you get into the castle, or I thought that there was a discussion about that. So I'm wondering, will that... if you own the game already, the original Breath of the Wild, will it kind of be a seamless transition into 2 that'll lead you through like the ending kind of thing? And if you don't own it, will it be a different intro to the game?
Right. Here's where you left off.
No, because they never done that in the past. They never did like, use your save for moving forward. It's always...
But have they ever made a sequel? It's always been something different, right? Like Ocarina in Time or Majora's Mask.
This may even be different too, because it may be Link's Awakening. It may be prequel, or maybe I know they're saying it's 2, but it may be a time before the Breath of the Wild.
So you're saying that the Breath of the Wild 2 is just a placeholder, and they may come out with another name after?
No. I mean, I think they'll have Breath of the Wild 2, but I think it's just going to be like a new story. Like it's going to tell a time where Zelda was asleep, or just the typical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think
it's going to be Zelda this time. You heard it here first. You play Zelda.
No, I said that a while ago. Co-op.
What, like that that one DS Zelda where there was three of them and they stacked on top of each other? No, that was Kirby.
Three Heroes? No. Yeah. It was Zelda the Three Heroes.
Was it? Oh, they were three different colors, right?
Yeah.
And you'd stand on each other's shoulders or something like that?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So everybody going to get it, though, when it comes out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Pidge?
I'm waiting for the 4K update.
Jackass. All right. All right, moving on. Former president of Nintendo of America, Reggie Fils-Aimé, has revealed that he had to, quote, politely decline, quote, an offer to work with Kanye West on a video game concept due to the amount of other projects that were currently in development at the company.
Sorry, it's Triforce Heroes, not Three Heroes.
Mm.
Let's see.
I
wonder.
I could have sworn we talked about this. Maybe it's just I remember reading it.
Yeah,
Kanye West visited, because, you know, I don't want to get full names too often for him.
Yee.
Yeah. visited the Nintendo booth during an E3 many years ago and was even able to spend a bit of time with Shigeru Miyamoto. He then requested a meeting with Reggie, and the two ended up meeting up at one of Kanye's offices in Calabasas. What?
Calabasas,
California. That's right. quote, part of it was talking about what he was up to, end quote, Reggie explained. He went on to say, quote, he was experimenting with a piece of video game content. He wanted reactions to it. He comes out and says, I want to work with Nintendo. We had so many different projects at Nintendo going on. The possibility of doing something with Kanye. Just right, exactly. Possibility of doing something with Kanye just wasn't there. And so I had to find a way to politely decline this opportunity to work with him. I told him, Kanye, you don't want to work with us because we're tough. We're hard. All we do is push for the very best content. That's right. We would not be the type of partner you would want to work with. And he looks at me and says, Reggie, you're exactly the type of partner I want because of that reason. It's like, oh my gosh.
Can you imagine? It's like, no, you're not good for us. But yeah, but I want to be with you guys.
That's it.
No, we're good.
Oh. Is that all you got to do? You just got to say you want to work with somebody and it just magically happens?
Yeah. Huh?
Well, I guess when you're the reincarnation of, you know, people telling me I'm the best, then yeah.
Right. I want to work with Alexandria Daddario. Does that happen?
No.
Wait, where is she?
Where's I want to make the next big porn.
Yeah.
Alexandria Daddario.
Where'd she go?
So,
Margot Robbie.
I said it.
Nice. So, Pigeon has included us some pictures, and Dan, I think that second picture is legit supposed footage from the idea that Kanye had for the game. It had to do something with angels.
It's a game based on helping his mom get to heaven.
Right.
So, check it out.
Kid Icarus the third.
I'm Icarus. I'm Kickarus because I'm Kanye. I'm Yeekarus. I don't know. We can play with the. But it's me because I'm basically God and I fly and I got wings and I'm angelic.
That's
so
right.
We just focus on me the whole time. I'll make the soundtrack.
That's right.
Print it up.
Every once in a while, you'll see my wife bouncing on a bike or on a motorcycle somewhere. A stationary motorcycle.
Soon to be. Remember that song? Honey.
Oh my God.
That's what it was. Oh, they're going to divorce.
Are they?
Oh, shocker.
Yeah.
Shocker.
How many kids in?
Four.
Bunch.
Is this it? Honey.
I don't know. I just clicked the first one that popped up.
This is probably the background music for the video game.
Right. It's like I'm going ascending. Gorilla, huh?
This is when my wings pop out, sprout out of my back.
That's right.
Oh my God. One of my favorite songs is him with Jay-Z. It's the N-word in paradise. It's so good. Oh, it's so good.
Wait, didn't Tupac do that? Oh, that was Gangster's Paradise. Sorry.
No, that's Coolio.
That was Coolio.
That was Coolio. That's right.
Keep turning the most of our lives. The guy sweating and smoking.
Jeez, Pigeon with these voiceovers. Amish we got to get him a job.
I'm telling you, resume. Add that guy. Add the big guy from Gangsta's Paradise. So what can you do? I got a whole gamut of voices.
Bunch of voices.
Big, black, white. You name doesn't it, matter. I do it.
Anything.
Go ahead. Say somebody. I'll do it.
How about wait, what'd you say?
Bob Barker.
Bob Barker.
No. Come on down.
See, I was.
Nice. That's why he did it. He was waiting for it.
Set up.
He wheeled me in. Oh, he roped me. You got me.
I was thinking of what's his name from Gone in 60 Seconds?
Vin Diesel?
Cage?
No, not Vin Diesel.
Nick Cage.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, it is him. Yeah. It is him. Oh, I thought it was Vin Diesel. Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine Fast and Furious with Nick Cage instead of Vin Diesel? It'd be so much better.
I drive my life 60 seconds at a time.
What was the car? Slow? The Mustang? Car, yeah. Like Lucy or something?
No.
Eleanor.
We got to get Eleanor.
Can you imagine Gone in 60 Seconds with Vin Diesel?
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Let's get Eleanor.
All right, moving on, because we're way off topic. Nintendo news. Nintendo has announced that it will acquire Luigi's Mansion 3 developer Next Level Games. According to Nintendo, the acquisition will, quote, felicitate an anticipated improvement in development speed and quality.
Did you say felicitate?
Facilitate. I did say felicitate.
Nice tea impression. So he's coming through money.
You know me, guys. Felicitate. I like cars. So you got to get that shit that protects your cars, yo. Yes.
If you're like me, I like cars. It's like four Taurus in the back.
You see this Pinto? This shit is prime real estate right here.
They don't make them like they used to.
That's why you got to protect them.
Add iced tea to the list.
That's right. Yeah. Shit. Expand. All right. According to Nintendo, the acquisition will facilitate an anticipated improvement in development speed and quality by enabling closer communication and exchange of staff with the Nintendo development team. End quote.
Okay. Now we're going to swap iced tea for Nick Cage in Fast and the Furious and put Nick Cage on. What is it? Law and Order SVU? Let's do it. Let's go.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna felicitate the
shit out of you. I'm gonna felicitate Eleanor out of your hands and just take your damn keys. Give me your keys. All right, that's Nintendo has revealed that it is shutting down Netflix functionality on all Wii U and 3D, or on the Wii U and 3DS this June. There is still no sign of the streaming service on Nintendo Switch. Reasons?
I'm using it anyway.
I'm just deleting it. It's just politically correct. Like, if you can download it before, then you can. But the service is going to end in June, and it's the same thing for the next topic. There's no reason why. I think it's just the 3DS and the Wii U. They're throwing it out to the grave.
But I mean, why take the serviceability off of it?
Because you don't have to pay the license fee on it, right? Why pay something that's a dying console? Why pay Netflix money for it?
Why pay more? Probably because they sold like 17.5 billion freaking 3DSs.
You're gonna watch Netflix on the 3DS?
Come on. I used to, man.
What you used to watch?
I don't know, when we go on vacation or whatever, if we were like...
See, he's fine, because he didn't know what he's watching. Fake news.
I'd watch everything. Come on now, it's Netflix.
Maybe you watch Telstra. Please do your cookie.
No, I wouldn't watch that. I'd watch Nick Cage.
Nintendo has to pay Netflix, or Netflix has to pay Nintendo?
No, Nintendo has Netflix, I'm assuming.
Speaking of Netflix, I'm watching the Nick Cage series now.
Yeah, the history of swear words.
Mm-hmm.
He like swears with the F-bomb.
I
want to
take his face
first one
off.
Dude, how bad do the hair plugs and bag job look?
Not worse than Giuliani, probably.
Probably not. It's not leaking on his face, at least. All right, moving on. Nintendo has revealed that Lego City Undercover games have been delisted from the Nintendo 3DS and Wii U eShops.
Oh my god, this is one of my favorite games of all time.
You've said
top 10 games of all time.
Really? That's
because you said it's like, yeah. He always says
Grand
it's
Theft
like
Auto
Grand Theft
is Legos.
Auto is Legos.
Just Legos.
Oh, and collectibles awesome. And unlockables. It's awesome.
So it's like Grand Theft Auto meets Assassin's Creed meets Legos.
And High Fives Ice Tea.
So wait, High Fives like the Army of Two?
I'm going to take this high five right now.
I'm going to felicitate this right up your ass.
I'm going to felicitate a high five right in the middle of Army of Two.
Hey, yeah. Let's go harder, gay. Let's go.
Pigeon used to hate when I'd high-five him in Army of Two.
Because we're in the middle of battle, right?
Yep.
Dick.
Shit.
That game's on Game Pass, by the way.
I know. I saw it. I was great. Thinking we should do it. But,
We should. Maybe after we do the weeklies. It's not.
Yeah, we still have, what's that? Not as a way out to play.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
There you go.
All right, one last break, and we'll be back with Diary of the Mouth.
Yeah, I got to get a refill.
Monostato Brothers Bakery. Monostato Brothers Bakery was established in Hyman, New York, and specializes in cheesy breads and all things yeast. When you are feeling like your baked goods just aren't fresh, think Monostato Brothers Bakery. They're the cheesiest.
All right, we're back with Diary of the Mouth.
Oh, there he is. Found him. He was tricking us.
Bidge, what are you drinking?
I'm still drinking the Marshall's Ocals from Cigar City Brewing and 11.3% alcohol.
Nice.
Lance?
Refill, mine is. Same one.
Okay.
Yeah, what you got?
Yeah, I still got my swing in the lamp. All right.
Did you have any?
I did. Okay. Yeah, it's getting close to the bottom. A Danish children's television series about a man with the world's longest penis is causing controversy online.
Because it's a children's show or because of the penis or some other element?
Because it's Danish.
That's what Danish. It is. Right, the animated series, quote, Calc. John Dillermand, end quote, premiered on DR Ramazan. The publicly funded children's channel, comparable to PBS Kids in the United States. Mm-hmm. The show follows Dillermand and his excessively long wiener, gets him into, and in some cases, out of, various precarious situations.
Oh!
In one episode, Dillermand uses his handy instrument as a dog leash, while in another, according to this synopsis, he almost snake-like penis apparently causes some trouble at the zoo.
Oh, I know they're a lot more open with their bodies over there, but
just reminds me of
a leash out of a penis.
It reminds me of the South Park movie when he's like, Satan.
Oh my god.
To the giraffe, he's like, come on.
Yeah. All right, so quote, someone has to draw the line with the new John D series. End quote.
John D makes it sound worse.
Right. One person wrote on the DR Ramazan Facebook page.
You shouldn't do.
Jindy Drew. They go on to say, quote, I have non idea what you're all thinking in a time of Me Too.
It's an off.
Yeah, it's an off. And with all the frightening cases of pedophilia that exist, should kids learn that it's fun playing with a dick? Question mark.
Yes.
That it's just a funny thing that can fly around attached to balloons and other weird things? Question mark.
Yes.
I think it's grotesque. End quote.
I got to try that balloon trick, though.
Make sure it's a really big balloon.
This is an image of the show? It's like a claymation?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like claymation meets, like, what's that paper shit that they use for South Park?
Paper mache?
Right.
I was going to say paper mache, just like the flat 2D shit for South Park. Mm-hmm.
That's how they make
construction paper.
Yep, pretty much.
I think so. It's construction.
Stop animation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. Looks like a cross between a 1980s World's Strongest Man, Where's Waldo, and Jeremy. Ron Jeremy.
There you go.
There it is.
It looks like Mario too, doesn't it? With like a.
Oh, it's a me.
That's right.
It's a penis.
Mario went to Italy in the 40s swimming. And had a kid with Ron Jeremy.
Princess Peach, come here.
Yeah.
There it is. Add Mario to it.
Yeah, nice.
Add Mario.
Although every time he'd jump, the penis would catch on something and he'd fall flat on his face. Yep, exactly.
You died by penis strangulation.
Oh my god. No, it would fall down into one of those voids, you know, that you had to jump over, and then it would drag you back into it.
Oh, the black holes, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Where in the world are Calc and Doom?
Are we getting rid of this, or what's going on?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's run its course. We've got about a year out of it. Flans definitely didn't have any excuses for not being on the show other than two, so shame on you, Flans.
Right, so I didn't. Yeah, let's see. What's the math work out to? 10, 12, and 16. 38, 28.
It was only 28 weeks. Lynn did it for half a year.
Half a year. Hmm.
And
I know we start in June. So this will be whoever gets this is the champion. It's all dead boy race. 20.
This is for all the friendly bucks.
All the hold on. Well, one last time. Hold on. Wait. We're gonna do it, gonna send it off right.
Yep, here we go. Where in the
world is Cartman San Diego?
Doom and Kelky. Doom and Kelka, nice. Pigeon and Scotchy and
No, plans. No, we're in it. That's right. Okay, we're not in it. Doom and Kelk.
That's right.
Yeah,
right.
Doom and Kelk.
Delete those. Here we rows. Go.
And whatever's maybe.
No, archival
and whatever's.
So we're starting off with Doom. And Doom's is.
This better be good.
My daughter peed on a golf ball, so I have to rush to the doctor.
That's it. Ugh.
Is it bad that picture the shit like, Daddy, I pissed on a golf ball. I'm sorry.
All right, we gotta go to the doctor.
We gotta go. Call an ambulance.
Get the bicycle.
We have Doom's daughter peed on Uncle Flans's golf ball.
We have to take the bicycle to the doctor's.
You're not my favorite niece anymore.
We have to take the bicycle of the doctor.
I just farted. Yes. I think I pooped my pants. Oh my gosh.
All right, so Doom's is his daughter peed on the golf ball and he has to rush to the doctor's.
That looks like pretty horrific.
Kelky Bears is
grand champion.
My extortion of this Lithuanian penny stock scheme turned out to be unlawful. So now I may have to do some time.
And that was
Kelk is the supreme champion.
He is supreme champion.
Jesus. Damn it, Kelk.
Supreme champion leader number one.
Most glorious. Yeah.
All right. The next one, which could have been Doom's again, is I accidentally ran over my mouse and now I got to rush to the emergency.
See? It's always the same freaking thing. I have to go to the hospital or the doctor or to the airport.
Yeah, but this is to the emergency. So
to the emergency. Room or just the emergency?
No, just the emergency. I don't know what the emergency is.
Attend to the emergency.
I'm doing a penny stock scheme with the Lithuanian. Oh my god! Supreme champion leader number one, most glorious.
Good thing he's part Puerto Rican.
Too soon.
Yeah.
East
Puerto Rican.
Born and raised. East Puerto.
Yeah, I thought east part of him was Puerto Rican.
Not the bald part.
No, it's the little ankle bone part that, you know.
Yeah.
that yeah, there's seven freckles mixed in amongst the 30,000 that he has on his back.
That's nasty. Mm-hmm.
All right. That was Where in the World Are Kelk and Doom? And goodbye. That was the very last end. The very end of our Where in the World Are Kelk and Doom.
Since they haven't come back, they're officially uninvited.
That's right.
All eternity.
Right. And again, listeners, as much as you know Pigeon likes
Kelk. You want to be on?
Yeah. You could be on in place of Kelk, since he's not on.
Mm-hmm.
But Kelk did do a special episode with us. Pigeon, I don't know how you talked him into that. How did you do that?
Secret. I know what it is.
Did you buy a whole lot of... Did you buy a whole lot of coffee or something?
I'll do whatever it takes.
He's gone. All right, good. We got rid of him, too.
Good. Sweet.
Nice.
Deleted him from this, too. Let's talk some shit about Pigeon right now.
Okay. Did you hear that Pigeon has the world's smallest earlobes?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I did hear that. Oh, there he is.
Sorry. I was taking a call from Giuliani.
Oh, nice.
Oh, what did he have to say?
He said, white power.
Nice.
Sounds right.
That sounds about right.
You found him. Right.
Look no further, you found him.
That's it.
Hey, let's stop right there, feller.
Feller?
Well, you think a blind man can't write a book?
Because I can't see, I can't write them books.
Holy shit.
Oh, Chappelle's so funny.
That's right.
And they stink.
I was saying Pigeon.
It's not on HBO Max anymore.
I know. Or Nintendo.
Yeah, it took it up Netflix real fast.
It's not on Nintendo either. Because Nintendo.
Yeah, it's also not on Nintendo. Can't get it anywhere.
As of June.
Exclusively on Nintendo Switch.
Can you imagine?
Just the 3DS. Yeah. The way you watch it.
Great.
Imagine how many more of those they'd sell.
10, not many.
Yeah, maybe 7.
And those Scots, you probably go and buy an exclusive 2DS for it.
Ooh.
The Chappelle edition.
All right. That was the very last Where in the World Are Kelk and Doom? And I know Pigeon's sad to see it go, but we need something new. So, listeners, if you have any ideas of what we could do new in place of Where in the World Are Kelk and Doom, please let us know at The Little Couch or www.littlecouch.com.
I still like that one suggestion of first world problems. I just haven't figured out a way to phrase that into a way to make it pop in your head real fast. But I love the concept. I just don't know what to do with it.
All right. Well, again,
go into your mind palace and think tank.
Yeah. Listeners, if you have any ideas of how we can incorporate first world problems, kind of funny conversation pieces into our show, let us know. All right. Question from listeners. Questions. Ah, damn.
And this could be the last ever would you rather,
this
too,
is
right?
Be our last ever would you rather. So our last ever is from at Fruity Sexual Chocolate.
Actually, it's from whatevs.
It's a would you rather, and it's have Fruity Pebbles or have Cocoa Pebbles forever.
Oh, this is an easy answer.
I'm gonna say cocoa.
Okay, no. I was gonna say let's guess each other's.
I'm gonna say Dan. Pigeon says fruity because he's fruity. Mm-hmm. Dan says cocoa because he likes cocoa pebbles. Mm-hmm.
And you already said cocoa, so you're out.
Yeah.
That was the
I. Well, Sam, your fruity pebbles?
No way. Cocoa all day.
I love both, but out of all the chocolate cereal that makes your milk turn chocolate milk, cocoa pebbles is by far the best. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's like best. A snack afterward.
But
it's breakfast snack. Like,
but. That's great that it makes your milk chocolatey afterwards, but Pigeon, what are you choosing? Fruity or chai or cocoa?
However,
people tell me.
I find when I get fruity pebbles, I haven't eaten cereal in a really long time, but when I get fruity pebbles, I have at least 3 bowls.
All at once?
It's 3/4 of a box.
Is a single serving now.
3/4 of a box.
Yeah.
Right. Box used to last a couple of days. It's a single serve.
I don't know about you. Growing up as a kid, you know, like I had a bowl that's like the serving size where the bowl was like 7 servings.
Yeah, it's like the one that you bring like a family dinner where it's like you're supposed to share the dish.
Yeah, it's a trash. Yeah.
It was disgusting. It had like milk warts in it. It was terrible. It was disgusting. And I ate out of it every day because it tasted so good.
Milk warts.
Was it made of plastic? Our breakfast cereal bowls
were made of plastic. Yeah, it was plastic. It was red and had like weird bumps on it.
I was going to say, was it really red or was it more like an orangey, like light pink red?
Oh, no, it was red. It was red.
Was it Fupperware? Not really Tupperware, but.
Oh, absolutely.
It was a Fupperware.
Yeah.
I was just like teal. It wasn't blue and it wasn't green. It was just.
I think we had a blue one too. We had blue too.
Some nice. Sort of shade.
So we were in the Crips and the Bloods at the same time.
Oh, you were both.
And you could never find the matching lid. So you always had to use a random lid or cellophane.
Mm-hmm. Or have Chinese food containers.
Right. Or cellophane and then tin foil to hold the cellophane on.
Yeah, a rubber band around the outside.
Yep, absolutely.
Better put some water on that damn shit.
That's right. So, Dan, I was right. Fruity Pebbles for our fruity fan pigeon.
Yeah,
and
lined right up.
I'll go with Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's
weird. Fruity Pebble milk flavored ice cream?
No.
It's too good.
Fruity Pebble milk flavored ice cream.
Flavor.
Yeah, so they pretty much just like bathe the Fruity Pebbles in the milk. Right. And then after it gets all soggy, they throw the soggy shit away and they make the milk and put it in the ice cream.
Save the milk into the ice cream. Probably, I can imagine that tasting good actually.
Did you say they put the milk into ice cream?
They put the milk in the ice cream machine. Whatever.
Is that milk for the ice cream?
Although it could be good with Cocoa Pebble too.
No, Dan. It's not they use the milk for the ice cream, they put it in the ice cream.
Yeah, fell off the cliff.
Shit.
Of the cone.
All right, well, thank you for the question at Fruity Sexual Chocolate.
Or whatever.
Yeah. And our last question comes from at Nugs for Fugs. This lady from Down Under made a Guinness World Record for setting the mark for most chicken nuggets consumed in a minute.
Oh, God.
She ate 10.5 ounces or 16 nuggets in 1 minute.
That's a lot of ounces.
That's a lot of nuggets.
Almost a pound of nuggets in a minute.
Damn.
That's a lot of nuggets.
And did you think she was double fisting like Pigeon?
Yeah, she was probably like, who's that hot dog eating guy? Like that guy.
Joey Chestnut?
Yeah, that guy.
She looked like bobbed up and down, like,
yeah. He's like, dunk bite, dunk bite.
He looks like the hungry, hungry hippo when he's eating it.
Yeah, he eats what, like 70 hot dogs in 10 minutes or something like that?
More than your lifetime in 1 minute.
Yeah, yeah. And then doctors come out and say you're only supposed to have one hot dog a year.
Oh, God. I can only, that's always my question. Like, what happens like in a couple hours or tomorrow? Like, he's just on the toilet for the next week.
His intestines fall out.
He trained himself to do it. Yeah. He's got to have like a colostomy bag that just catches the hot dogs and just removes it right away.
Just
I feel better.
Hey, Doc, can you just take out my whole throat? I just want the whole hot dog just to slide right down.
Yeah, come right out the sphincter as I swallow.
Chewing. Shoot right out my butt.
I watched this girl do it. It was, she like took two bites and then drank it down with water.
That's so gross. Any of those food competitions make me like sick to my stomach.
Dude, I watched, jam food in there. I think it was, I don't, might have been on Netflix. I can't remember, but it was the hot pepper eating contest down in North Carolina or something like that.
Oh my gosh,
Schofield,
Carolina Reaper.
It was all of them. They had to eat. It was, they got progressively hotter, and then they had ones that weren't even tested that were off the Schofield like scoring
right chart. Right.
I'm like, oh my god, these people are eating them. They look disgusting.
I forget what the guy's name is, and they do a hot wing challenge, and it gets hotter and hotter.
Hot ones.
And they try to have, they try to have a regular conversation through the whole thing. And it's pretty, I mean, it's the same episode all the time, but the interest is the guest, and the funniest one was Gordon Ramsay was on there. He's like, motherfucker. Yeah, all different hot sauces. He's like, this isn't enjoyable at all. This is horrible.
It's funny because some of the people, I've watched a bunch of those. Some of the people that I was like, okay, this is just her or him. And they're really, really cool. And they eat all the wings. And then some people, I'm like, oh, I kind of like that guy as an actor. And they're a complete dick. I can't do this 3 wings in. I'm like, what?
Right. Right. You didn't even start yet. They even put the sauce on.
You didn't even get the Tabasco.
That one was ketchup, bro.
Right. Yeah. The first one was like, what the hell is that? Frank's Red Hot. It's like, you're already complaining. Come on.
I put that on everything.
That's right, exactly.
Love me some Franks.
All right, so what food record are you gunning for?
Oh god, I'm gonna put an image in here. Ready?
Oh god,
I'm doing this one. Most, how many eggs I can eat in a minute of those eggs?
Zero.
They're called century eggs. I'd rather eat a hunk of shit.
That kind of looks like that.
Hunk of shit's probably got more nutrients than that.
Fine, give me the turd.
I'll eat the whole thing. I don't even care.
Fuck it. I'll eat your spark plug.
I was gonna say.
I had to go first. A lot of food of something would be chicken wings is my first answer.
Mm.
Love me a chicken wing.
I was gonna say ice cream. I love ice cream.
Really?
Oh my god, I eat it by like the soup bowl, but it's like one of the big quart. Soup bowls. I mean, it is like half a gallon.
By the half gallon?
Oh my god, I can down ice cream like it's my job.
What do you go to?
What, for ice cream?
Rotates, a few. Yeah.
I like mint chip. I like cookies and cream. I like black raspberry.
Ooh, like a good black raspberry.
Chocolate.
No peanut butter?
No, not my ice cream.
Okay. Do you have a favorite Ben & Jerry's?
I don't. I don't eat a lot of Ben & Jerry's. I eat a Breyers.
I do.
I eat the Turkey Hill Natural.
Mm-hmm, yeah. We should go with whatever's on sale. Turkey Hill, Friendly's. Yeah.
We have Bluebell down here. Bluebell's pretty good.
I try to do the natural ones with the least amount of ingredients.
Yeah. Those are good. They taste just as good.
Why don't you just get your own ice cream maker?
We have one. It hasn't seen the light of day in probably 6 years.
Got a layer of dust on.
That's right. That'd be the best ice cream ever. The layer of dust ice cream.
What's your favorite Ben & Jerry?
Mine?
You said you don't like. Yeah, you said you don't really get Ben & Jerry.
I don't.
Pitch,
yeah,
I got one.
Yeah, Pitch, go ahead.
Because I got one too.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go for the furthest distance to blow a pee.
Whoa. No. is that new flavor from Ben & Jerry's?
Oh, no. Oh, I got cut off. I'm taking a call from Giuliani again. I thought you said, what record I want to do?
No.
Oh, my favorite. I like, what is that? Fish food?
Fish food? That's a good one. I like Chubby Hut.
And then I also like, they don't make it anymore, but Bovinity Divinity, which was like the opposite of fish food.
Oh, yeah?
It was like vanilla ice cream instead of chocolate ice cream. And,
okay.
You know, other stuff. So.
It was like black licorice instead of red licorice.
Vanilla ice cream and fudge pieces and pretzels and caramel all in it. I'm like, ooh, this is good.
What's your favorite ice cream brand?
Well, we normally go, like you were saying, if Turkey Hill's on sale.
What you normally go for, but I'm saying if you were like the splurge and go get your favorite.
I don't know. I have an answer to that. That's a good question.
I probably just do. I was going to say Dogfish Head, Ben and Jerry's.
Dogfish Head ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream is a little different than getting Turkey Hill. Let's say, because like Ben and Jerry's has stuff in it.
Right. Well, I was going to say that. What's that one that they make it on that freaking frozen stone? What the hell's that thing called?
Oh, Cold Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They have liquid nitrogen places now.
What?
Is that any good?
Yeah, you get whatever you want in it, and then they put liquid nitrogen in the bowl, and then they create it.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
See, I was thinking it's separate because like Ben and Jerry's has all the stuff in it, but then I couldn't say that's better or worse than just plain old like soft serve from the ice cream place. In a cone. Like soft swirl.
The jam.
It's so good.
Oh my god! During the summer, I eat so many Dairy Queen blizzards. Ugh, it's horrible.
That's just a different category.
Right.
So your cholesterol must be like 7,000.
Kinda. I haven't had ice cream in a while now though. Except but when I do, look out.
I eat the whole thing.
I eat the whole hunk of shit.
Get me a half gallon, get whatever you want.
All right, so moving on from ice cream, I guess Pigeon wants to jump right into how far you can spit a pee. Fucking Jesus. Sorry about talking about ice cream.
That or smashing how many toilet seats broken over my head in a minute. Or
that's world record? Because this is food record.
Yeah, food record.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't eat toilet seats.
I'll take that with the back door and some rusty nails.
I'll do like a pizza thing. I love me some pizza.
Pizza, apply down some pizza.
Some Texas pizza. So good.
Oh, where I move, there's so many good places.
Pizza or tacos?
Pizza.
Good one, Dan. Taco pizzas.
Taco Bell's pretty good.
Taco Bell? It's like 7 seconds away from Mexico. That Taco Bell's wrong. Where you go?
Yep.
Wrong. You are fake Bong. News.
You are phony.
Mm. All right, so Dan, what's your food record thing?
He said wings.
Chicken wings. Okay, so speaking about chicken wings.
Oh, so not buffalo wings.
Well, yeah. Buffalo.
But I
like a good like Thai wing. Like with that nice, like glazy coating on top, that's really good too.
Okay, I was gonna ask if it comes to wings, does it have to be breaded, or do you like them not breaded?
I actually don't like them breaded. I mean, I'll eat a breaded one, but I prefer them not breaded.
Yeah, I'm the same. But the Korean barbecue place had to bread it. Oh my god, it's so good! I bought 50 wings for my birthday, and I gained 1,200 pounds.
Your cholesterol must be like 7,000.
It's gotta be at least maybe 17,000.
No, now my blood pressure is a billion over 7,000.
What's your food, Scotchy?
The ice cream.
Ice cream.
But, yeah.
Oh, ice cream. Right.
All right, so but on the chicken comment, let's get on to the last question in our Nugs and Fugs. What nuggets would you eat for a nugget record?
I know what Scotchy's going to say.
Okay, what am I going to say?
Oh, I would do Chick-fil-A nuggets. They're so good.
Yeah, it is a good nugget. It's so small.
Yeah, but you could just swallow them whole and beat this record quickly.
You don't have to chew.
Yeah, 10.5 ounces.
You order a 4-piece from Chick-fil-A, and it's like the equivalent of one Wendy's nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really like Wendy's nuggets that much.
Really?
Yeah. I like McDonald's.
Of course he does.
I like a Burger King. I like the Burger King.
Chicken fries.
Chicken sandwich.
Oh.
I go to the Burger King specifically for the chicken sandwich. It's the most boring thing ever. It's just a piece of chicken, mayonnaise, and lettuce on a bun. Everybody does that.
It's mayo, chicken, and pickles, but Burger King adds the lettuce.
Right.
You got to get a little salad on there. No, you got to get a little salad on it.
Right. It's healthy now.
Oh, yeah. It's just like the pickles that they throw on the Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich.
Right. Flick that thing off of there.
I asked for extra pickles.
Of course
you do. And they don't put it on the sandwich. They put it in a little container. Come on, you prick.
You're making me work for my sandwich. Damn it.
Yeah. I get home about the bite.
Get unbuttered.
I get it however they make it buttered.
Mm.
However they make it.
All right, so Dan, you said.
My gut tells me Wendy's Nuggets.
Wendy's.
I think.
And Pidge, you said Chick-fil-A, and then you said you knew what I was going to pick. What was I going to pick?
No, you were going to pick McDonald's for me.
Oh.
But you were probably saying Chick-fil-A. Oh,
you knew what he was going to pick for you.
I got you. So you really knew what you liked. I got you.
I really know what you think I like.
Now it's your turn. What do you
see? That's what happens when you're best buds. I mean, I know I called it last week.
Ooh, too soon.
I'm gonna pick Chick-fil-A as well. I haven't had nuggets in a while. I haven't had McDonald's nuggets in forever.
They're good.
So
they are good. You gotta get the hot mustard and barbecue sauce.
I had them fairly recently, and they're a little. It's a lot of breading, not a lot of chicken.
Right.
Oh, dude, you know what I was disappointed in? So Ruby, my oldest daughter, got a couple teeth pulled because her adult teeth were pushing down on her baby teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't eat food for 3 days, so she was pissed. And we're all, like, eating, you know, like, food. And then she's like, I wish I could chew. I take it for granted. I love chewing. She's like, but when I'm better, can I chew? Can I get KFC chicken? I'm like, sure. We'll get you, like, a leg and the thigh or whatever you want. We get it, and she's like, it's kind of gross. And I'm like, let me try it. I'm like, ew, this is kind of nasty.
Just eat the skin. Gross?
Yeah, like the inside was all skin.
Screw the chicken, just eat the skin and be happy.
Yeah. No, because the inside was like it was like gelatinous. Yeah, it was just mush. It just didn't have it was like kind of pinkish a little bit. So I might get salmonella. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out soon.
But I did have their chicken sandwich, which was pretty good.
Yeah, you should go for a strip from a place like that.
It usually sounds good.
Take away the gelatinous.
Yeah.
This stretches it out a little bit.
Yeah. Too much.
I was going to say that chicken sandwich sounds like something Calc would order.
Pink chicken sandwich?
Just a chicken sandwich in general. It's an inside joke of when we went to Hooters and he got all nervous about the girl coming and sitting next to him, putting her hand on his leg.
So he ordered a chicken sandwich.
He did. Like she's like, "Hey guys!" She sits down next to Calc and puts her hand on. Is like, "Where are you guys from?" And he's like, "Oh, the chicken sandwich."
Harry, get me out of here before my wife sees.
That's it's probably like, before his wife.
I go, "Don't mind him. We're from New Jersey, and he's just nervous." She starts laughing.
Very nervous.
But he's red. He's already red. You can't really tell.
Exactly.
First time at Hooters.
And he's like, "I didn't hear. I didn't hear." I'm like, "Yeah, that's what it was, Calc. It's so loud here."
Staring at her tits. We'll know it.
Did Calc have hair or no hair?
Oh, he had the coif going. He had the hair. All right. All right. So thank you for the question at Nugs for Fugs. All right. Your thoughts. Pidge, go.
It's a yay. It's got a little bitterness to it for the Imperial Stout.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little sweetness to it. I like it. It's a yay.
Nice.
Space Plans.
I like my Mayonnaise. I've had it many times before. I'll continue to have it many times going forward.
Okay. I thought this was the year Chained of no IPAs for you. What the hell?
No, only IPAs.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Oh, okay. Much like last year.
My Swinging the Lamp, Swinging the Lamp, Tropical and Exotic Double New England Style IPA. It's good. I just don't know if I'd ever buy it again on purpose.
But if I fell onto it and a drop,
or if somebody gave it to me and said, "Sure," I would drink it if it's at a party and they're like, "Go ahead and help yourself to a beer." I'd probably drink it, but I wouldn't just go out and buy it. Yeah, I don't know why.
Do you guys got Natty Ice? No, we just got that.
Well, we do, but it's only on the peanuts. All right, I'll eat those.
Just lick it off.
Just eat one at a time.
Oh shit. All right, well, that's the show. I want to thank everybody for listening, especially if you've made it this far. If you guys have any questions, comments, feedback that you want to send to us, you can reach us at The Little Couch, or that's on Twitter, even though at Real Donald Trump won't be reaching out to us anymore.
Not on Twitter, at least.
Twitter, yeah. But you can reach us.
Or Twitch, or anything.
Or Discord, or Facebook, or email.
Or you can reach us at www.littlecouch.com or just thelittlecouch@gmail.com. Although somebody funny, one of our listeners, has gone ahead and taken our account to the next level. And signed us up for everything with our Loaded Couch email. So we've been having a lot of fun with that. So we might have a little problems finding your emails if you do emails that way.
We're going to come get you.
Exactly.
Just so you know.
Keep an eye out.
We're from New Jersey. Yeah. Want to know.
But thanks for listening, guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah!